This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. We're just trying to get Dean Smith on the line. He says it doesn't work.
But while you're sitting that up, Macca, I'd like to just say thank you to Helen from Northcote for taking out a Joy membership.
Yep.
We run on air, but we don't run on air.
We're on air, but we don't run on air.
So thank you for your membership. It all goes some way towards ensuring that our diverse LGBTI voice ends up on air.
It does. And, of course, next weekend we are broadcasting live from Sydney for the Mardi Gras. Saturday Magazine will be for 3 hours from 9 a.m. till noon. Just while we're waiting for Dean Smith, Gary Singer and Jeffrey Smith, who are Joy patrons, they're getting married today. Congratulations to them on behalf of Saturday Magazine and for Joy. Have a really, really special day, guys. Hope that it's as special for you as it should be.
And Macaram, we need to say that our president, Mel Rich, has written in and expressly asked us to offer her congratulations on behalf of Joy.
So we're passing
to the boys who are getting married this afternoon.
Big supporters of the station, big supporters of our community, ex-deputy Lord Mayor, and of course Gary was involved in some of the prosecution or protecting people post the Tasty Raid.
He was too.
Think back all those years.
He was too. Okay, so what are we doing now, Macca?
Oh, we're going to fill.
We're having a technological
problem, and I'm not sure what's...
Well, it's not the headphones this time. It's not the microphones. It must be something else.
Yes.
We are actually trying to schedule Dean Smith to come on and have a conversation. We've scheduled him for a couple of sessions, actually. And we do want to have a broad-ranging conversation with Dean.
And we've got him.
And as, of course, you would know, Dean was the Liberal MP who actually tabled the legislation. He brought the legislation into Parliament.
It will always have his name on it.
Always.
The Marriage Equality Bill. Good morning, Dean from WA. How are you?
Very well. Good morning to you both.
Good. Sorry for that. Now, the reason that we had all that trouble is because we're community radio and we don't have any money. So we need, we need some money to help us go digital. So there you go.
One of the roles I have is the chairman of the government's backbench policy committee on communication. So consider it fixed.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. Fantastic. And for all of our listeners who may have not actually caught up on that, Dean Smith has committed to ensuring that we can now go, should there be a future Liberal government, committed to us being fully digitised radio stations.
That's right. And you should know, Dean, the Treasurer is in the studio and he is spot welding.
He's making notes, actually, as we speak.
the freedom of a government backbencher.
I know, exactly.
Dean, how are you this morning? It must be, 6 a.m. or something there.
Oh, no, very civilised here. We're at 8:30.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
West. Yep.
So I take it you're no longer in your pyjamas then?
No, well and truly, shorts and sandals are in my West Perth office. Having attended my second gay wedding last night in Perth,
wow.
It was a beautiful affair. Yeah, it was great.
Well, we're in Sydney next week, as you know, for Mardi Gras, and a good friend of yours and ours, Micah Bede, the CEO of SBS, he's joining us, and I think we're going to have a little quick chat to you in Sydney as well with Mike. We might even get Mike to interview you. How's that?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Fun.
Now, but anything you can do to help us to get the PM would be fabulous.
Well, I will. I'll make a call. No promises. It might be easier to get your digital funding. no promises. But I'll do my best.
Thank you.
And while we're sort of just chatting, one of our gorgeous listeners says that he saw you on Australian Story at Christine Foster's wedding, and the question to you is, did you have fun?
I did have fun. I did have fun. I mean, I did have fun. I think.
Well, you had to think about that.
well, the magnitude of the events of last year are still sort of gently falling over me. If that makes sense. I mean, it was a very, very tough exercise. Perhaps tougher than I appreciated at the time. So the magnitude of what, you know, we've all been able to participate in and achieve hadn't quite hit me. But as I go to Christine's wedding, which was a beautiful wedding, as I went to Graham and Steve's wedding last night, it is starting to sort of slowly resonate with me. And Christine's was a beautiful wedding, lots of friends and family. And, there was a moment there where I thought, wow, yeah, okay, I get this. This is what we've
This has happened.
Done.
This is what we fought for, happened. And this has happened, and this is real now.
Now, before we get on, you know, we're always keen to talk a little bit of politics, and we've got you for two segments, so we're probably going to talk a little politics in those second segment, but you've done quite a bit of travelling over the summer break, haven't you, Dean? And, you know, I've been following you, you know, your social media, you're here, you're there, you're everywhere. Tell us about where you went and who you met and, you know, how does that obviously informs you as a senator, but give us a quick travel log. How's that?
Well, I have a little bit of a routine. Over the sort of December, January period, I do like to get to Bali. Bali is Perth's northern suburbs, they like to say. And so I like to get up to Bali and do a bit of a detox regime. I know it's hard to imagine, but, green juice 3 times a day, 5 days a week, and it really does clean my head, lose a few kilos, and it really does, it really lightens my sort of emotional state, which I very much enjoy. But more particularly this time, over the last 4 years, I've been able to go to Myanmar, or Burma, depending on your politics, to go to Myanmar in January. And so this January, I took off to Myanmar again, but went up to the far north of Myanmar to a place called Chin State. And Chin State are predominantly Christians. Many of the American missionaries went in there in the 1800s. So it's a beautiful place, very, very difficult to get to. But the people were very warm. And why does a West Australian senator take himself off to some remote place in Myanmar? Well, in Perth's northern suburbs, we do have quite a large Chin community. And over the years, I've just got closer to the community, support them in the work that they do in terms of resettlement, help them with some of their education issues, helping them build a church in Perth's northern suburbs. And one of the things I enjoy as a senator is you do get an opportunity to pick the sorts of issues that you might focus on and commit your time and energy to. Some of them are well known and very well publicised, like marriage equality, for example. Others of them are much more community, much more local. But as someone who's very proud of our country, someone who believes that we should make our country available to new Australians, to new immigrants, so they can start a better life for them and their family, and importantly, for people that might be fleeing, whether it's political or religious or sexual persecution, this is one of my little ways to sort of give that purpose and meaning. It was beautiful, beautiful countryside. The people were very, very warm and generous, and they do suffer some persecution as a result of the Burmese regime. So they are Christian. Of course, Buddhism is the unofficial state religion of Myanmar. So I suppose I'm someone who's drawn to fighting causes, I've discovered over the last little while.
Dean, I think you have a bit of a stalker here who's listening to the show this morning, and they ask, do you actually read books when you're on holiday? So somebody's interested in trying to sort of form a picture
of you.
Dean Smith the person. Do you read books?
Like, I do read. I like books, and I don't do the Kindle type books. I'm the sort of person who likes to, fold the page of a
yes.
book to remind me of a particular paragraph that was striking, or a word. I do like the heaviness of books. I do, but I love that sense of satisfaction when you're on a holiday and you finish a book. You think, oh wow, isn't that great? I finished that book, but of course, if you're holidaying by yourself, as I often do, you don't really have a chance to sort of share it with people. But no, I'm a book reader, and I like to plunge in the pool.
Now, we're going to go to a break, and then we're coming back. But you said that you're on holidays often alone. We've got to get you a partner, mate.
Yeah.
Now, next weekend when you're in Mardi Gras, we're going to put a call out. Anyone in Sydney, and you can give us the specifications you require later. But we'll
a profile.
I'm much shyer and more of an introvert than I think my sort of public persona suggests.
You know, well, we can help you out with that. It's okay. Yeah, look, will you be in Sydney by any chance?
He is.
I'm actually very excited about marching with the marriage equality people.
Great.
And I think for me that might be that moment. That might be that moment where I think, oh wow, God, okay, it's done. It's real. I know that might be strange for people to understand, but I think this is the first Mardi Gras I would have marched in. One of the few that I've been to, but I'm quite excited about it,
So you should be. It's 40 years. Just hang on the line, Dean. We've just got a couple of messages that help pay for our radio because we don't have any government funding.
Unless you get re-elected, of course.
You are on Saturday Magazine listening to one of our great supporters in Western Australia, Senator Dean Smith.
And, Dean, we've just had a lovely message from one of our listeners who says it's nice to deconstruct the person behind the political facade. So I think that's what that line of questioning was all about.
Yeah, you're
about.
Not really being stalked.
But I would actually, it's been a really very big week in Canberra, and I'm very interested in what some of your reflections might be on what we are loosely calling here the banana baby saga here in our studio this morning.
Oh, God.
What are some of your reflections on what's occurred?
It is a conversation I have tried to avoid over the last week or 10 days.
Every commentator has said that in the last 2 weeks. But interestingly enough, I was listening to Raf yesterday on 774 in Melbourne. He said, I'm not going to talk about it, but this break has just come through. So it was constant drip feeding of information that made this thing just sort of evolve as a story or a soap opera, really.
When I've been listening to people express views on it, there are many layers to it. Clearly, there's the very personal hurt and trauma that comes when relationships break down, and no one would wish that on anyone. There's the very sort of the very high public expectation that comes from participating in public life. Those things are real, and I do think the community has the right to expect the best from its political leaders and other people with high public profiles. There is the big question mark about, to what extent did someone use their authority to shift someone around ministerial offices, and is that appropriate? I don't think it is appropriate. Then, of course, there's the whole issue, is this the person people thought he was? And, someone who built a political reputation as a retail politician, sort of saying to people, I'm outside the bubble, I'm standing up for you, only to discover in some people's mind that
he was actually inside the bubble.
In the bubble. But it's unfortunate on a whole variety of levels. All I know, and I think this is probably true of many parliamentarians, is we can only be responsible for our own conduct. I'm just very, very cautious to sort of sit in judgment of other. I've got my own views. I've got my own standards that I try to live by. I put a great deal of effort into trying to live up to people's expectations of me in public roles. But, you know, we are
human.
That doesn't excuse it. That doesn't excuse it. But sometimes I think it is the disconnect. When you try to portray yourself in a certain way to people, only for people to discover that may not be your way, I think that disconnect is what upsets many people.
Let's move to the current inquiry into religious exemptions. Dean, you're a man of faith, of strong faith, and, you know, you're a, I think it's fair to describe you as a conservative.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's your view, or have you made, are you going to be, are you going to be making a submission to the inquiry yourself?
Well, the short answer is no, I'm not. But you won't be surprised to learn that I'm paying particularly close attention to the work of the inquiry. You know, it is going around the country and listening to the views of people. I'll be paying particular attention to the final report when it is released.
We wouldn't expect otherwise from you, Dean.
I think we can safely assume a couple of things. For the last 6 months in our country, I think we had quite a strenuous discussion about religious freedoms in our country as they related to same-sex marriage, and the Parliament overwhelmingly made a clear judgment about where the balance was to be struck in regards to discrimination and religious freedom. Do I think that we are going to, revisit all of those arguments again? No, I don't. Because that debate has been settled. But that said, you might remember at the end of the last Labor government, there was a legislative attempt to consolidate some of our anti-discrimination laws in our country. We saw glimpses of this during the debate of the last 6 months, and that is sort of the desire on the part of some people to have a debate about whether or not a Bill of Rights is necessary in our country. So I think actually what the religious, and I don't know, I'm just sort of imagining, what the outcome will be in the next few months. I suspect one of the outcomes could be a discussion about how best do we deal with anti-discrimination laws in our country. It might be an attempt revisit the debate about a Bill of Rights, but I don't think we'll be revisiting the religious freedom debate in the context of same-sex marriage.
Okay, so reality for a lot of us, Dean, and is and you know this better than most, being a parliamentarian, a person of faith, and a gay man, that sometimes those three things clash a little bit. When this comes up, let's hope that the Parliament can have a sensible, civilised discussion about it. What I want to frame that is that equal means equal, and that, legislation around religious freedoms must be to protect people against discrimination, whether they are LGBTI or whether they are persons of faith. So there has to be a balance there, but I always say religion is a choice, sexuality is not.
No, they are very powerful points. What I think it might be time to actually change the language of the debate.
Mm-hmm.
So the debate's called religious freedom debate. Well, actually, really what we're discussing is what is the extent to which people have freedoms to discriminate. That is, and of course, once you frame it like that, people's reference points changes very, very significantly.
Yes.
Because I don't think Australians do think that people should have excessive freedoms to discriminate. And that, I think, was the strongest evidence we've got from that is the result of the postal survey. For me, the postal survey was a statement of Australian values, and people said they support equality before the law. They support fairness, and they don't support discrimination. So that's one of the tasks for me and others who are interested in this is try to sort of fashion the language so it becomes more accurate. It becomes a more accurate articulation of what this debate really is about.
Because at the end of the day, all of us are God's work.
Well, those of us who those of us of faith would agree with it. That's right. That we are all created,
equally
for a purpose. For exactly right. Exactly right.
Of course, he did. God did some of his best work in creating us, of course. But you know, I mean our community.
I'll ask him. I'll ask him next time.
That's right. Well, next time you're in the party room.
Dean, one of our listeners says that racism and homophobia are not negotiable, and that's
I'd agree with that.
That's certainly a position that we hold very dearly here in this studio.
Now, we are hoping to catch up with you not just on air but perhaps for a coffee in Sydney next week. One of the areas I'd like you to think about next time we talk to you on air, you do a lot of work in Indigenous communities in WA, and I'm really quite impressed by that. I'd like to spend some time talking about that next time we speak to you, which will probably be in, say, 3 or 4 weeks, if not next week. But do you have a message for people next week that are going to Mardi Gras? You're going to Mardi Gras, you're going to march, and that will be a pretty interesting experience. I'm actually in the parade for the first time in 40 years. So I'm a 78er, but I'm not marching with the 78ers. Uh-huh. I'm actually going to be part of another contingent. What message do you want to give people about why is it so important to you to be marching in this Mardi Gras?
The last 6 months, I think, for many LGBTI people in Australia was tough. It was very, very tough. And yes, there was lots of joy and excitement on the 15th of November and, you know, the weeks after that when the marriage legislation was finally passed. Why don't we just use this as an opportunity to celebrate, to be grateful for the contribution that everyone has made in different sorts of ways over many, many years. But let's use it as an opportunity to try and sort of put behind us that pain and hurt that many felt over the last 6 to 7 months, and be proud of who we are as individuals, with all the complexity of that. Yes, we're LGBTI, but we're also Jews and Christians and Liberals and Labor and, you know, Indigenous and non-Indigenous. So in that sort of great melting pot of our community, let's make sure we find the space to be respectful to one another, but proud of who we are.
What a great message.
Dean, thank you very much. Yes. We've run out of time, unfortunately, so we will need to move on. But thank you for sharing your insights and some of your reflections and for some of your messages to our listeners and our community this morning.
And we hope to catch you next week, mate.
Look forward to it.
See Cheers. You. Thank you.
Ciao.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.